Good morning, Lillooet, and welcome to another day of live broadcasting here on CHLS 100.5 FM. My name is Jeff O'Kelly. This program is Snooze Button, and I'll be with you until 9 o'clock. We started this morning with music by Antonio Vivaldi. When it reached the end of the first movement, you probably thought, hey, Jeff's about to come on the air. But I decided to let that, well, and I had already planned it to let the whole thing play. Here it is. We're not even 6 minutes into the show, and we've already listened to an entire concerto. That was the Concerto for Strings in F Major by Vivaldi. Like all the other concertos for strings, as they are called, the no featured soloist in this music. That was a recording with a group called Modo Antico, their conductor Federico Maria Sardelli, who's, well, I always have trouble saying the name Federico for some reason. We will come back and hear them in another complete concerto by Vivaldi in a few minutes. Right now it's time for the weather and road reports. Excuse me. Yesterday's low 7.1, the high made it up to a pretty amazing 28.7. Other parts of the province, I think in Ashcroft they made it up to 31. I think 28.7 was very reasonable. I had no objections whatsoever, and I doubt that much of anybody did. And then, boy, it was so warm when I got up early this morning. It was still 18 degrees at that point. And then it proceeded to drop very rapidly, so that as of 7 a.m. we were down to 11 degrees, though that will start warming up again very soon if it hasn't already. Environment Canada tells us today sunny, becoming a mixture of sun and cloud this morning. Wind from the south at 20, increasing to 40, with gusts to 60 this afternoon. A high today of 27, and the UV index at 6, which is high. And then things will change for the weekend. Tonight, mainly cloudy, a few showers beginning near midnight. Wind from the south at 40, gusting to 60, diminishing to 20 late in the evening, a low of 10. Tomorrow, a few showers ending in the morning, then cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Wind from the south at 40, gusting to 60, becoming light in the evening, a high tomorrow of 17 degrees. That's better than they were predicting, I think, 14 for us, so we'll take the extra few degrees. Sunday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers, a low of 8, a high of 12. Monday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers, a low of plus 5 and a high of 12. And then Tuesday, some sun comes back. Tuesday, a mixture of sun and cloud with a low of plus 5 and a high of 17. So a few wet days coming, but spring has definitely sprung, and to have sort of a summery day in the middle of it yesterday was very, very nice. Taking a look at conditions across the country and around the province. Let's see, is there somewhere? I'm just looking for some place in the Maritimes that I haven't already covered this week. I think I've gotten them all, so we'll go back to Halifax, where it's 8 degrees and cloudy. Montreal, mostly cloudy and 10. Toronto is 10 as well and partly cloudy. Iqaluit, mainly sunny and minus 5. Winnipeg is 6 degrees and mostly cloudy. In Regina, it's partly cloudy and 6. Yellowknife, minus 10, yes, that's what it says, and mainly sunny. Edmonton, sunny and 4. Calgary, 5 degrees with light rain. Whitehorse is partly cloudy and plus 1. In Prince George, 8 degrees and cloudy. A little closer to home, Clinton is also 8 degrees, sunny there. Hope, sunny and 11. Kamloops, 11 degrees and partly cloudy. 6 degrees in Pemberton. And in Vancouver, it is mainly sunny and 13. And just a couple of highway notes. Highway 99 South, the exit ramp to Stanley Park Drive will be closed this Sunday, May the 4th, from 8:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's because of a special event taking place on Stanley Park Drive. I have no idea what. There is also, this is Highway 99 South as well, construction 3 kilometers north of Pemberton Meadows Road in Pemberton, or at Pemberton, it says. That is from 9 until... Excuse me, if I understand correctly, yes, 9 until 11 a.m. today, and there will be single-lane alternating traffic where that's going on. I'm thinking that's probably one of the very narrow parts of the road, so something to watch out for if you're heading in that direction. That's it for the weather and roads, not too much. Most of Antonio Vivaldi's concertos are for an instrument plus orchestra, but he did write, I think it was about a dozen or so, that are for just a string orchestra. There are also some that are called concerti per molti strumenti, concertos for several or many instruments, in which you might have a pair of oboes and a violin and a flute as your soloists or something like that. But only about 12 of these pieces that feature no soloist. Vivaldi was writing for an orchestra that was formed all of girls at what was known as an ospedale. That sounds like hospital, but what it was an orphanage for girls of so-called illegitimate birth. As my mother always used to say, there are no illegitimate children, just illegitimate parents. Vivaldi directed this orchestra made up of the girls from the orphanage. And they were a very accomplished group, and there are reports from other musicians at the time, including the British musician and writer Dr. Charles Burney. His travels through Europe and his reports on what was going on musically at the time are absolutely fascinating reading still today, and he spoke very highly of them. This recording that we're listening to, featuring this group called Modo Antico, they are playing the so-called period instruments, or in using period performance practice. Sometimes period performance groups can sound a little cold and metallic. These guys don't. They have a really rich, warm sound, and I think part of that has to do with the instruments they have accompanying the string orchestra. There is what I believe is a theorbo, which is like a very large lute that is playing along, that adds a lot of warmth. And some of it probably also has to do with the acoustic in which they are recorded, but it works very well. So let's hear them once again in another of these concertos. This is the one for strings in E minor. It is Riam Catalog number 133, if you really care. Once again, it's Modo Antico with Federico Maria Sardelli conducting.
Thank you.
That was music by Antonio Vivaldi. We heard his Concerto for Strings Alone in E minor, a recording with Modo Antico, and the conductor was Federico Maria Sardelli. It is 8:17, time for me to tell you what's coming up today on Radio Lillooet. When Snooze Button wraps up, I'll leave you with the Folk World Reggae playlist. Later this morning, I'll switch things up to Lillooet Secondary School. You can hear student broadcasters Grace and William between about 11:25 and 12:15 on weekdays. Later this afternoon, Democracy Now! Between 3 and 4 p.m. This evening, as far as I know, the Six Mix with your host Lyle will be on from 6 until 8. 8 o'clock is Wendy's Pleasure Beat with your host Wendy Larman. And don't forget, on Sundays, you can hear uninterrupted classical music, or at least uninterrupted by me, from about 5:30 in the morning until 9 a.m. 9 a.m. on Sundays is the Andrew Twisty Family Hour, and then later in the day, it's Fusion Cafe with your host Jason McLeod, and more jazz fusion music to follow after that on Sunday afternoons. If you'd like to check out the details of our schedule, you can go to the website, radiolillooet.ca. You can also find lots of our shows in podcast form. You can listen to them online at your convenience, or download them and listen to them later. And you can also find the link to live streaming Lillooet, Radio Lillooet. Yes, live streaming Lillooet. That's kind of what one experiences just by living here. Let us turn now to music by the Spanish composer Joaquin Turina. I don't think I've played much of his music here on Snooze Button, although I have a little bit. He was born in 1882, died in 1949, showed reasonable talent. Actually, I think his first instrument was the accordion, but he moved on to the piano after that. Turina, in his early 20s, went to Paris and studied there. I can't remember who he studied composition with. I do remember that he studied piano with the great Polish pianist and composer Moritz Moskowski. So he must have been pretty talented. While he was in Paris, one of the people he met there was another Spanish composer, slightly older generation, Isaac Albéniz, who would have been, about 22 years older than Turina. And Albéniz was very impressed with the music that he heard by Turina, and he said that he would support Turina, but he made him promise to give up what Albéniz called the French influences in his music. And I guess there were some in Turina's music. I hear them very definitely. But I find that kind of funny, because Albéniz himself never entirely gave up the French influences in his music. Unfortunately, Albéniz died just a very few years after that, I think 3 or so years after he and Turina first met. After about 5 or 6 years in Paris, Turina went back to Spain, and then from that point on had a pretty good career, somewhat interrupted, as was the career of just about all Spanish musicians, by the Spanish Civil War. Turina just kind of kept quiet during that, didn't write any music, and didn't really engage politically either, which was not true of all of the musicians at the time. But then when the Spanish Civil War ended and the Franco regime was fairly firmly in power, Turina was actually a vocal supporter of the Franco regime, sorry to say. And likewise, the Franco regime was then in turn a supporter of Turina. And he died in 1949. I think that was about 8 years after the Spanish Revolution ended. The piece we're going to hear is called the Rapsodia Sinfonica. It's a work, short work for piano and orchestra. Turina's music does indeed incorporate all those Spanish elements that Albéniz wanted him to use in place of French elements, but his textures tend to be a little sparer than those of Albéniz or of Granados, another slightly older contemporary, or of Manuel de Falla, who is a little closer in age, I believe, to Turina. It's just he leaves out more notes than they do. Their music, compared to his, could look and sound overwritten, although it works very well. It's got a very lush quality. With Turina, it's just a little bit sparer, but it means that there's more transparency to the textures. This piece is in sort of two parts, but they're linked together, a slowish dramatic introduction, and then things turn more lively in the second part of the piece, and you will hear the piano fairly frequently imitating guitar-style playing. This is a recording with Angela Chang on the piano, the Calgary Philharmonic Orchestra, and the conductor is Hans Graf. Music by Spanish composer Joaquin Turina. We've been listening to his Rapsodia Sinfonica, a recording there with Angela Cheng playing the piano, the Calgary Philharmonic Orchestra, and Hans Graf was conducting. One of these days I'll bring in one of his piano trios. I think it's piano trio number 2, which I've listened to a number of times fairly recently. And in that piece, the Spanish influences are really damped down. You don't hear them nearly as much. There are little bits and pieces here and there. But it has a really fresh, I don't know, it reminds me of a cool spring morning, that kind of quality to it. Better get it in sooner. We're not going to have that many cool spring mornings left. And speaking of cool spring mornings, a few minutes ago, I was able to go and throw the door of the studio wide open, prop it wide open, and turn the lights off here in the studio. And I love it when I can do that, that time of year, and that'll be the way I'm doing things for most of the summer, of course. Okay, what are we at? 8:32, time for some public service announcements. Let us start with the pool schedule for today. Everyone, welcome. 10:30 to 11:30. Lane swimming, 11:30 until 1. Excuse me. And then later tonight, Freak Out Friday from 5:30 until 8 p.m. That's open to all ages. On the weekend, everyone welcome, both days, noon until 4. Today is the tribute to veterans and the Royal Canadian Legion that's taking place at the Legion. That's from noon until 4 at the Legion today. And this will be a chance to share pictures and stories of veterans from the Second World War on up to the present from the Lillooet area, and to recognize also the work the Legion does for the community. So that's noon until 4 at the Legion. As far as I know, this event is free, and I'm not even going to give you contact information for Ted Anker, who organized this event, because he's probably a very busy guy this morning. The Talking Turkey with Sheila dinner is taking place tonight. That's at St. Andrew's and St. Mary's Church. Reverend Sheila Dunbar will be talking about a recent trip she took to Turkey, and I think she'll have some slides and such. That's at 5:30 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at KC Health. Probably, well, I don't know if they'll be available at the door or not. I don't have any information on that. The cost is $15 for adults, $7.50 for children ages 6 to 12, and those under the age of 6 eat for free. The Lillooet Naturalist Society has a presentation coming up tomorrow night. This will be about mountain bluebirds. Aaron O'Brien and Russell Dawson have been doing research on the performance of cavity nesting birds, of which mountain bluebirds are one. They've been studying how these birds are doing when they're breeding on reclaimed mine lands. I'm not sure if that applies to any of the bluebird trails right in our area, the bluebird box trails in our area. But there are many bluebirds that live in the Lillooet area, many people very fond of them. So if you're interested in those birds and would like to learn more, come on out to that. As I say, that's 7 p.m. tomorrow night at the Friendship Center. Admission is by donation. You do not have to be a member of the Lillooet Naturalist Society. It's open to everyone. Sunday is the General Assembly for the Tsquilax First Nation, which, as I said yesterday, I'm probably saying wrong. That's at 10 a.m. in the basement of the Tsquilax First Nation offices. And that's all I've got for that one. Let's see. Interior Roads wants to remind you that Station Hill Bridge will be closed on May the 6th. That's Tuesday of next week from 10 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. And finally, the District of Lillooet will hold a public consultation session at 7 p.m. This coming Monday, May the 5th, regarding the proposed 2014-2018 financial plan. Anyone wishing to discuss the plan may do so by attending the public consultation session, and written comments can be made in advance of the meeting via email directed to lpideremann@lillooetbc.ca, or you can just drop your comments off at the district office. That is it for the public service announcements. How are we doing? 8:35. We got loads of time, which is good, because we're going to listen to two-thirds of a Beethoven symphony. Really three-quarters, in the sense that we're listening to three movements of it. Just the first movement is a little bit longer than all the other movements. We're going to hear Symphony No. 4 in B-flat major. This comes from around 1805 or 1806. I seem to recall reading that this symphony was written concurrently at the same time that Beethoven was also working on the Fifth Symphony, which everybody knows. With Beethoven symphonies, the way it always works is the odd-numbered symphonies are the ones that have gotten most of the attention and fame, and the even-numbered ones, with the exception of number 6, which is the pastoral, but 2, 4, and 8 have kind of been, they certainly haven't been shunned. I mean, there's tons of recordings of all of them, but they just don't get performed quite as often as the others do. Some writer on the subject of Beethoven, either late in the 19th century or early in the 20th century, came up with, a particularly purple piece of prose, but which conveys something of truth about this symphony. He described it as a slender Grecian maiden standing between two Nordic giants, and the two Nordic giants in question being the Third and the Fifth Symphonies, which are both longer, especially the Third, more... heroic or dramatic in quality as well. This symphony is mostly fairly lighthearted. The first movement starts off a little more, it starts off with a great sense of mystery because it does start in a minor key with a slow introduction, and the way that Beethoven makes his way from that slow introduction then to the main body of the movement, which is in a major key and is much faster, that's just an absolutely miraculous journey. But unfortunately, we do not have time for the first movement today. So we'll hear the second, third, and fourth movements. The second movement, a lovely adagio. Beethoven wrote so many of them that are so great, and this is right up there with the best of them. The third movement, Allegro Vivace, very definitely a scherzo, not a minuet. It's extremely lively. And then the fourth movement, the finale, Allegro ma non troppo. So Beethoven is saying fast, but not too fast. But it still has strongly, I don't know, scurrying is the word that I think of, what the strings are doing, especially in this piece. They have to scurry around a lot. And throughout the third and fourth movements here especially, you'll hear all sorts of examples of Beethoven's great sense of humor. I wanted to listen to this recording, this particular recording of the piece yesterday afternoon when I was putting the show together, because I hadn't listened to it in some time. I just wanted to see what I thought of it, if I wanted to use this one or a different one, but unfortunately I couldn't get the CD to play in my CD player, which is, my CD player is having some issues and they are progressively getting worse, but I'll deal with that. So I just couldn't find out for sure what I think about it, but it's this is the Nikolaus Esterhazy Sinfonia. They are a medium-sized chamber orchestra based in Hungary, and I bought this recording not so much based on a great review of it or anything like that, but just because I didn't have a recording of any Beethoven symphonies played by a chamber orchestra. I wanted to hear what it sounded like. You get a different sound. The woodwinds especially in Beethoven symphonies tend to come out a little more clearly when you're listening to a chamber orchestra, because it usually has a smaller number of strings, but it still needs just as many woodwind instruments as Beethoven prescribed. So I have no idea what to expect. I don't think I'm going to hate it, though. I seem to recall these guys being pretty decent. The conductor here is Béla Drahos. Thank you. Beethoven and his sense of humor there at the end when he slows things down and you think, is he going to insert a whole slow section here? But no, it's very quickly dispelled. We were listening to the second, third, and fourth movements that come from the Symphony No. 4 in B-flat major, one of my all-time favorites. And that was a recording with the Nikolaus Esterhazy Sinfonia, Béla Drahos conducting. And I have to say, I enjoyed their performance a great deal. It is 9:02. We're going to do an encore thing. I have often played music by Canadian or performances by Canadian brass here, but it's always been them playing Baroque music. And so I thought we'd listen to them in a very different style of music. I'm not sure how Beethoven would feel about having this kind of music come right after his Fourth Symphony. My intuition is that probably if you got one or two beers into Beethoven, that he would enjoy having this music come after his a great deal. Having brought up alcoholic beverages, though, I must issue a disclaimer. Radio Lillooet does not promote or condone the consumption of alcoholic beverages by deceased composers. Here is Canadian Brass. I'll let you figure out what the tune is. The ending there was positively filthy, an X-rated ending to that. That was Honeysuckle Rose, of course, great tune by Fats Waller and Andy Razaf. That was the name of his songwriting partner. And we heard Canadian Brass, the Canadian Brass, playing that. That's from a complete album they did called Ain't Misbehavin'. Got lots of Fats Waller, Jelly Roll Morton, and other music by other composers like that on it. It's 9:06. That's going to be it for today's edition of Snooze Button.